what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink It Till You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Episode number 130. I'm your host, Chris, and tonight I'm drinking Jack on the Rocks. Cheers. Are you having a good week? That's wonderful. Did you have a good weekend? Even better! I hope you guys are doing okay. I've just been in this fog for the past week and I couldn't figure out what it was. I'm like, is it my diet? Am I going to have to change this up again? You know, so I'm doing three things if you haven't kept up. Or if you're new, welcome. I'm doing three things. Plant-based, no sugar, no added sugar, and low carb. Under 50 grams of carbs a day. Which is like... my best analogy for that, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, my best analogy for that is like, you get a handyman to go fix a house, he's not just using the hammer to fix everything, right? He's using the fucking screwdriver, he's using the fucking hammer, he's got his tape measure out, he's using all the tools he needs for the job, for the yab. So why is diet any different? And it took me this long in my life since I've started dieting, which has probably been since I was about, I don't know, 25. You know, 10 years later, I'm finally figuring it out. Don't just use one of the tools. Use all the tools. It's only going to help. And I got to say, other than the fog over the past week, I felt great. You know, I'm losing a couple of inches here. Doing a little bit more workouts. You know, it's going pretty well. I recommend it to everybody, honestly. Plant-based, low-carb, no sugar. Obviously, go see a doctor first. So I finally figured out how to get out of this. You know, there's just cloud following me, this haze. I can't, you know, like my friends are poking fun at me. And like the best comeback I have is like your mom. You know, it's like, come on, dude, you're better than that. Why am I like this? I'm just like a zombie. And I finally took some B12. Last night, I took two B12 pills, which you're only supposed to take one. You know, I live dangerously. I took two. And that fixed it, man. The cloud lifted within like an hour, and I'm like, oh, I've been missing this vitamin, you know, which on a plant-based diet, it's really hard. Unless you get fortified food, it's really hard to get B12, which is exactly why I bought the pills. By the way, B12, I don't even want to know where they extract B12 from, because it smells like cat urine. And I don't want to associate those two. I'm like a little kid when I have to take them. Like, open the hatch, hold my nose, and down it goes. You know? Like, it's just, they smell awful. But that actually fixed the problem for me. So I took two more today. The fog has been gone. I've been a little bit sharper with my comebacks. You know, I've just been on top of shit today. I get home, I do the dishes, I start some laundry, you know, I feed my daughter, I give her a bath, or a shower actually, I take a shower, you know, I cook dinner for myself after I fed her, obviously, cook dinner for myself, ate my dinner, did the post-dinner dishes, you know, there's just no room for complaints with my chick, I just fucking did it all. Supermanned it today, man. And I'm feeling really fucking happy. You know, it's not that my chick throws shit in my face. She really doesn't complain a lot. Which, thank God. I found a good one, guys. Does not complain a lot. But, you know, there's times. You know, it's like, you left the laundry lid open again and none of the laundry got done. You know, while we were sleeping. And I'm like, fuck! Fuck, I did it again. Fuck! No clean clothes for work. What do I do? I guess I'm going to work in fucking shorts and this polo I have that's clean. Or just like a long sleeve button up. That would be hilarious. I'd probably die being out in the heat and that kind of shit. My legs would be well hydrated. The upper half would not. But yeah, dude, I crushed it, man. I fucking loved it. Played with my daughter. She loves to do this thing. I'll stack a bunch of blocks. And she, if she sees it and she's across the room, she will bolt across the room on all fours to knock that shit down. She's like, no! You know? I guess mom has trained her well. Just, you know, anything I build, anything I create, just come and knock it down just to, you know, just to put me in check, just to let me know who's really running this household. And it's not you, buddy. I know you go to work every day. I know you're paying the bills. It ain't you. You ain't running this shit. All right. I get it. Fair enough. Can we be peaceful? Can I build a block tower? That would actually be the funniest fucking thing if my fiance came by while I was building the tower and just kicked it over. I'd just be like, yep, I'm used to it. Yep, can't get to me. I know. So yeah, man, I fucking killed it today. I love it. I really, really do love it. There's no room for complaining. Even from myself. You know, you're just sitting on the couch like a fucking fat loser and you're just like, God, get up. Do something. Is this how you want to live your life? Sitting on the couch, eating potato chips, or in my case, kale. Kale chips. You know, but I did it, man. That B12 really kicked me in the ass, dude. Really fucking, and I've been cooking a lot more lately. You know, I've been bored out of my mind just like the rest of you. I can't go to a bar. Can't go see a show. I know. It fucking sucks. I'm right there with you. I'm going stir crazy and I get out of the house every fucking day. You know? But it's just to do mundane things. Go to a grocery store. Ooh, what fun. Go to work some days. Oh, what fun. You know? It's just, I know people are going stir crazy. People are getting aggressive. Please don't do that. Please don't get aggressive. Please don't fucking fight your neighbor because you hadn't been out of the house in 3 months. You know, just be peaceful. We're all getting through this together. You know, just leave each other alone. Just deal with your own shit. It's been hard, but I have been cooking a lot more lately, man. And I'm actually, for the first time in my life, I'm really, really loving cooking. Because other times I'd try to make extravagant shit and it would never turn out right. But what I found is if you're using basic ingredients, which a plant-based diet is all basic ingredients, if you like those things, you're gonna be okay. Like, you know, sometimes a little too much garlic. I sit down on the couch and my fiance's like, Jesus, you trying to kill fucking vampires? I love garlic, you know, sorry. So sue me. But I made the best fucking thing tonight, man. Eggplant parmesan, oh! Oh, it's like chicken parmesan. It's just in place of the chicken is eggplant. I've honestly, up until this day, I've never had eggplant before. And it was fucking good, dude. So you basically, what you would do for chicken parmesan is take a chicken breast, put it in an egg wash, rub it in some flour with some seasoning, then you fry it in the pan. So basically with the eggplant, You chop it into the size pieces that you want. You rub it in flaxseed and water. Makes a nice egg consistency. Put that in some almond flour, since I'm doing low carb, with some seasoning. Then you throw it in olive oil in the pan and you fry it up. Dude, it turned out so fucking well. On a bed of cauliflower rice and just homemade pasta sauce, which was fucking... Oh, dude, I know it sounds like I'm bragging on myself. I'm just honestly shocked. I'm honestly shocked. I'm making every meal I've made for the past probably 2 months. I've been like, yeah, that's it. That's the shit. I got this thing down. Let me take another drink. Cheers, everybody. And by the way, eggplants do not look like penises. I don't know how that got started. I understand the emoji kind of does. But if you've ever been to the store and looked on the shelf and looked at an eggplant, it doesn't look like a penis. It's just like a, it's just bulky, you know? It's like the softball player of the vegetables, you know? It's just like built like a brick shit house, you know? No curves to it. It's just a, I don't know. It's not a square. It's rounded, but you know what I'm saying? It's bulky. Sorry if I offended any softball players. How about rugby players? Women rugby players. It's just, you know, bulky, with your giant fucking calves. I'm gonna get this shit kicked out of me by a rugby player one of these days if I don't watch myself. or possibly a softball player. Jesus, those chicks, they gotta be able to throw a punch, right? It all starts at the ground. You know, with those thighs, those asses, dude, if a chick put all of it into that punch and hit me upside the head, I'd probably go down. I'd probably go down, man. You know, that's a lot of power, you know. But yeah, today I did crush it. Hate to brag, but I also like to brag because I haven't been this sharp in a little while, you know, so I am loving it, you know. Chick's not a big complainer, but there was nothing to complain about. I did it all. I fucking did it all, man. Aside from sweeping and mopping, I fucking did my shit. I did the damn thing. And it's such a good feeling. Such accomplishment. Immediate, instant gratification. You know? Let me take another drink. I'm not gonna talk about the weather, 'cause it doesn't fucking matter. And you're probably sitting in a cubicle right now with AC blowing on your taint. Yeah, man, I have been bored. Hey, what I'm looking for right now, by the way, I need some music recommendations. I'm kind of getting bored with my playlist. Oh, new thing. I haven't played this game in years. Join me on Words with Friends. It's Drink Until You Podcast is my name, obviously. You can find me on there. Play me at Words with Friends, please. I've been playing everybody, and I'm fucking loving it. My win-to-loss ratio, I'm not going to give out an exact number, but I'm doing pretty fucking well for being such an idiot, you know? It's starting to all come together. I don't know how. It's just like, you know, you hit that scramble button for the letters, and if you do that enough time, you'll be like, oh, there's a word. You know, it'll fall into place. What sucks, though, man, is when it gives you, like, three E's in a row. You know, you got, like, B-H-A-E-E-E-T. And it's just like, what the fuck is this? And I've actually, it's actually funny. It's changing the way I'm texting. What did I type the other day to my fiance? What did I say? Die? Did I say die? We were talking about some kind of, like, shirt dye. Like the shirt got dyed, but I said maybe it was some kind of dye, and I spelled it with like way too many letters. It was like D-I, wow, I wish I could remember what I typed. It's just warping my mind, man, you know, playing the Words with Friends. Oh, it's dry, that's what it was. So D-R-Y. I turned into D-R-I-E over text message. Just my brain, since I've been playing Words with Friends, just turned it one more letter. I need that extra point over this text message. You know, it's like, it's not all a game, Chris. You know, you can chill out a little bit. It's okay. But that's been pretty funny. I've been noticing more spelling because when you have a word and you just need one more letter to get that double word or triple word or whatever it may be. Dude, you'll try to spell a normal word any way you can. It was actually pretty funny. I had a good laugh at myself. And like I said, also send me drink recommendations too, but send me music recommendations. I'm kind of getting bored a little bit. I'm just playing out these plays. Just don't send me any fucking, you know, mumble rap. You know what I mean? Like, mumble rap is like the radio rock of today. It just sucks. You know, you shouldn't start a song off with, "Let's get ready to rumble!" That's fucking lame. Who sings that? Five Finger Death Punch? Ugh. Douche. That's the equivalent to mumble rap, in my opinion. You know, I don't even know what the fuck. It's just like, it's just simple. It's simple rhythms, and I don't like that. What I love about hip hop, the little hip hop I do know, is the weird rhythms they do. The weird rhythms they be doing. You know what I mean? I love it. Just mix it up. Don't do the same. Did it, did it, did it, did it, did it. That's not exciting. That's so fucking boring. Drop top, drip drop, hip hop. Flip-flop. It's like, what are we talking about? What the fuck are you doing? This is on the radio? You know? Crop top. Hip-hop. Flip-flop. Ship-shop. I don't know. That doesn't even make any fucking sense, but that's pretty much how it is. Or it's like, drop it, suck it, like it, pop it, tap it. It's like, what is the meaning of this? I'm losing brain cells. I already told you guys I was in a fog, and I was having trouble, you know, with my brain function. I don't need any more stupidity. So if you're gonna send me mumble rap, just don't, you know? Send me good shit. Send me artistic shit. That's what I like. You know, I'm just getting bored with my playlist. Hit me up on Words with Friends. Let's have a couple of games. I'm sure you'll beat me, but it's okay. It's all a learning experience. Let's take another drink. Cheers. I heard about this a couple of days ago. Johnny Walker has announced that its Scotch whiskey will be sold in paper bottles instead of glass bottles from 2021 on. The shift to a more environmentally friendly packaging is part of its parent company Diageo's plans to reduce its carbon emissions. That's great. Applaud that. You know, you can get drunk and you can still love the earth. You know, it's a great thing. It's like, ugh, you can be fucking wasted and be like, hey, you know what? I might be wasted, but my carbon footprint on this planet is not, it's just a whole nother topic when we can go to the bars to talk about. It's another bragging point. I actually have some Johnny Walker Red. And how much is a bottle of Johnny Walker? Price. Let's see. Oh, there it is. $17. I actually have a bottle of it. Scotch is an acquired taste. I'll tell you that much. What I did with it, man, it was actually pretty fucking good. I took some cherries and I put them in the bottom of my Scotch glass. Not tonight. It was, you know, previously. And those cherries actually soaked up the Scotch. And it was fucking delicious. Oh, dude, I loved it. You can put any kind of fruit down on the bottom. Just let it soak the whole time you're sipping on your drink. Ah, it's just greatness. Applaud them, though. That's great that they're at least trying, you know? I don't believe they're called bottles, though. That's the only correction I do have to make. They're called cartons, you know? Please don't get any of those mixed up with milk cartons. You know, I guess it'll say the name on there. Just Johnny Walker, don't start making milk. That would be a horrible fifth grade lunch. Just a bunch of cartons of Johnny Walker. Oh, they got mixed up. We sent the wrong cartons. That'd be funny if they opened like a milk carton too. I like that idea, man. I think this might set a precedent. You know, more companies might start doing things like this just to try to, you know, just try to ease up on the planet a little bit. I'm not a fucking tree hugger. You know, I still drive a car with gasoline and oil. You know, not while I'm drinking, by the way. Don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. You know, I still drive a car. I'm still leaving some sort of footprint, but just try to lessen it. I try to recycle as much as I can. You know, you should do the same. By the way, the last bar I actually did get to go drink at, I didn't mention this last podcast, when I went down to Brady, Texas, shout out to The Locker for being the only bar within probably 100 fucking miles that was open until 11, and it was beautiful. It was honestly, like, our hotel room was right across the way from it, so it was within walking distance. We come out of the hotel room, baby girl's with grandma, she's getting that quality time. We walk over to the bar, you know, have a couple of drinks, and we walk right back. It was fucking great, man. I'm sitting there having a drink. There's people socially distanced away from us. You know, and everybody's just kind of talking and having a good time. The TVs are going. We're not watching anything current. We're watching ESPN Classics, but I'll fucking take it. I had a classic football game on my left. I had a classic hockey game on my right. I was like, dude, this is the closest I've been to having a good time, you know, in public in a long time. And it was brilliant. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft, or walk to the fucking bar. You know, that's right across the street. Yeah, in that case, you still shouldn't get hammered, you know. Just have a good amount. I'm all about having fun. Just have a decent amount and, you know, walk your ass back. You know. Come prepared. I think that's the biggest problem with people drinking and driving. They don't come prepared. Because if you got back in this scenario to the whole, you had a, let's say you had two drinks at the bar that you just walked over to. You had some dinner. You're good. You're feeling great. But then you go back to the hotel room. Guess what you brought with you? A carton of Johnny Walker, you know, sitting on ice while you were gone. So you're good to go. You're having fun in your hotel room, you know? Man, I can't wait to get out of town again. I can't stop thinking about Texican court. It was fucking, I hate to say this, don't call me a douche, but god damn it, it was romantic. I will say that. It was romantic. And I liked it. You know? Maybe that's not manly to say. But I don't care. I really don't care. That's what you do when you love somebody. You know how much you don't care? If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you guys know I don't dance. I won't. You ask me to dance, I won't do it. You know, I don't care how much peer pressure you do, I will sit on my ass and I won't dance. Well, guess what I was looking up? I got caught looking up the other day. It wasn't porn. It wasn't porn. I don't think you can really get, you know, my chick doesn't care. You can't get caught if she doesn't care. I was looking up dance lessons. Living room dance lessons, dude. I saw something on YouTube. And I saw living room dance lessons, which is perfect. The most brilliant business model, because nobody can go anywhere. You need a date night. You and your significant other are about to claw each other's eyes out because you can't go to fucking Chili's. You know, what better to do than learn how to dance in your living room instead of a bunch of strangers? Oh, it's brilliant. I was looking into it. She's like, you don't dance. I was like, well, I'm trying to learn for you. She's like, oh my God, that's so sweet. I'm like, yeah, I know, babe. You know, like I've been saying for a couple of years now, I kind of like you. So yeah, I might actually order something like that. I might actually learn how to fucking, there's a swing dance one that seems pretty fucking cool. There's like a honky tonk one that seems pretty fucking cool. I might do it. I've seen a lot of advertisements for a lot of different companies lately, and, I'll give it a shot. Fuck it. I don't care. Why not? Cheers. I'll tell you what though, man, YouTube. If I have another 23-year-old come on as an advertisement and tell me how I can make sustainable growing income for the rest of... fuck you. I'm so sick of those goddamn commercials. Fuck you. I'm 23 years old, and this is my house. I was sleeping on a sofa a year ago. No, bro. We know what you did. You rented out that fucking house so you could make your video... And you're making us think you're a millionaire, so we'll buy your fucking book. Well, I'm not buying, buddy. I don't believe you're a 23-year-old millionaire. Bullshit. I call bullshit. No. The other thing, since I'm on the soapbox, that bugs me about YouTube, what a douchebag move. I'm trying to listen to a song that I like on YouTube. The audacity of these bands to play their whole fucking music video... Before I can see the music video, I'll like press play on my thing, I'll put it in my pocket, and I'll have my headphones in. I'm like, what is this song? What is this? I didn't pick this song. I look up, it's a fucking advertisement that I could have skipped 4 minutes ago, dude, and they don't pick their shortest song. It's a whole music video before the music video I want to see. That should be illegal. That should be illegal. That's fucking, I don't know, you're hijacking the video that I wanted to listen to. So I have to listen to your shitty band. And don't worry, I'm calling other bands shitty. I know I play in a shitty band. I have to listen to your shitty band before I can get to the band I want to listen to? That's bullshit. One more complaint about YouTube. First world problems, I know. Do you have to play the whole fucking movie? Dude. These movie trailers now, it's not even a trailer anymore. It's 15 minutes of the fucking movie. It's like, well, I don't need to see it now. I just saw the whole thing. You summed it up pretty fucking well in 15 minutes. I don't need to see shit anymore. You know? It's fucking ridiculous. Those are my three gripes. Cheers. Let's do some drink recommendations. Give me one sec. All right, so the first cocktail I have for you tonight is called the Lagrein Manzana. Something apple, that's all I know. Four ingredients, you're going to need 25 mils Johnny Walker Black Label. We're going Johnny Walker tonight, by the way, for the drink recommendations. 25 mil dry vermouth, 25 mil cardamom syrup, don't know what that is. 10 mils of apple syrup. How the fuck do you make apple syrup? I don't know. Here's the method. Here's how the hell you make it. Add all ingredients into a mixing glass with ice. Stir and combine before straining into a rocks-filled lowball glass. Garnish with an apple slice or traditionally in La Ochava, a toffee apple. Ooh, damn, that sounds pretty fucking good. That is the Lagrein Manzana. Sorry for my pronunciation. I'm half Hispanic, but I suck at it. The next one I have for you, getting a little fancy here, Blue Basil Whiskey Smash. By the way, that first one, let me give you the source, the Lagrein Manzana, makemeacocktail.com. The second one, the Blue Basil Whiskey Smash, is from parsnipandpastries.com. Here's what you're going to need for the basil syrup: zest of one lemon, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup water, 1 cup packed blue basil. I'm guessing you're going to be boiling something down. For the cocktail, here's what you're going to need: 1.5 ounces Johnny Walker Black, 2 slices of lemon, plus more for garnish, 2 tablespoons basil syrup, 3/4 basil leaves, plus more for garnish, and a splash of club soda. To make the basil syrup, in a small saucepan, combine the water and sugar and stir. Measure out one packed cup of washed, torn basil leaves. Peel the zest of one lemon with a vegetable peeler or zester into long strips. Add basil and lemon peel to the syrup and heat on medium low until simmering. Sorry, I got mixed up there. My reading level is like that of a third grader. Let the syrup simmer 1 minute and remove from heat. Allow the syrup to completely cool to room temperature. Strain through a fine mesh strainer. Good God. And refrigerate. Here's how you make the important part. The cocktail. I guess it all goes together. It's all important. Sorry. In a cocktail shaker, combine the lemon slices and basil leaves. Muddle. Add ice, whiskey, and basil syrup to the shaker and shake well to combine. Pour the cocktail over crushed ice and top with a splash of club soda. Garnish with additional basil, basil flowers, and lemon, and enjoy. Blue Basil Whiskey Smash from parsnipsandpastries.com. And the last one I have for you, pretty simple, Scotch screwdriver. You can kind of already guess what's in this. A little twist here. So you're going to need 1 ounce Johnny Walker Red Label, 1/2 ounce Smirnoff Green Apple Vodka, 1 ounce orange juice, and 1 slice of an orange. How to make: add Johnny Walker Red Label and Smirnoff Green Apple Vodka and orange juice. Shake and serve on the rocks. Garnish with an orange slice. There you have the Scotch screwdriver. The only thing I would say different is to not shake the Smirnoff Green Apple, because I'm sure that's carbonated, right? That has to come carbonated. Smirnoff doesn't make anything that's not carbonated, do they? So don't shake the carbonation. I would maybe pour that on top and stir, possibly. That's from myrecipes.com. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe, everybody. Cheers. And that's going to do it for me. Thank you guys for listening to episode number 130. Wednesdays are kind of working out for me, I think. You know? I'm kind of liking it. It gets me in a hump day. I don't like to do it too early in the week, and I don't like to do it too late because I leave you guys hanging. You know, I will if I have to. I'm a busy guy. I got, kids to raise. I got a fiance to take care of. You know, got a job to do, got a band to play in, you know, busy times, even though it is, quarantine, things are going back to normal. Anyways, I swore I wouldn't talk about that this episode. I didn't want to talk about the quarantine at all. My job is to distract you, and hopefully I did that. Let's finish off the last of our drinks. Cheers, everybody. Ah, and I'll talk to you next fucking week. Be safe. Have a good weekend. See you next week, guys. Bye.